morning and welcome to today's teleconference. Following today's presentation, there will be a Q&A session. At that time, instructions will be given. At the request of the company, today's call is being recorded. Should anyone wish to object, you may disconnect at this time. I'd now like to turn the conference over to today's speaker, Governor Tim Pawlenty. Sir, you may begin.
Well, thank you and good morning. Thanks for calling in. And today we're unveiling the $147 million bonding proposal relating to environment and natural resources in Minnesota. And I think, as all of the folks on the line know, that one very significant part of our quality of life in Minnesota is our environment and our natural resources. We have so many Minnesotans who enjoy it in so many different ways, hunting and fishing and hiking and biking and all of the other activities that we enjoy as Minnesotans outdoors, and preserving and protecting that is critical to our quality of life. And today's proposal, we think, will go a significant ways towards improving our natural resources in Minnesota. The total package is $147 million. That does not include a significant commitment to the Minnesota Zoo that we'll be making later this morning, which in many people's minds is partially a conservation and conservation education opportunity as well, but we didn't even include that in these numbers. As a percent of the overall bill, as you'll see on Wednesday when we announce the whole bill, this is one of the leading pieces of the bill. It provides a significant emphasis on natural resources as a percent of the overall bill that you'll see on Wednesday, and we're proud of that. And we think that all of the aspects of the bill, from cleaning up our waters to wildlife management areas to planting trees and improving our conservation and habitat overall, this represents a very nice package in moving Minnesota's habitat and conservation resources forward. I do have on the line with me several of our commissioners who have responsibility for various pieces of this bill. I'll make a few overview comments, then each of them will comment on their areas within the bill, and then we'll be happy to take your questions. For those of you who have the release, and we apologize for the others who don't, I understand there was a little delay in getting it out this morning. We'll try to go through the whole thing, but it's organized, again, for those who don't have it, in kind of topical areas. And the first one relates to protecting and restoring clean waters in Minnesota. Of course, a cornerstone of our clean water initiative is this year's CREP Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program. This was announced earlier that we would be committing in the bonding bill the state's share that's needed this year, $22 million, to begin the process of setting aside 100,000 acres as part of a next generation CREP in Minnesota. That $22 million combined with a comparable amount in the 2006 bonding cycle would leverage a total package of $236 million to set aside 100,000 acres in Minnesota. That would be in, as previously announced, in northwestern Minnesota, southwestern Minnesota, and southeastern Minnesota for a variety of clean water and watershed improvement projects. The federal government is the partner in those projects. They would pay for approximately 80% of the overall costs. But, you know, obviously the CREP program has been a very substantial success in the Minnesota River Valley, and we'd like to replicate that in a variety of ways in those areas in Minnesota. I will say we do have received some concerns from the agricultural community about our CREP application that is pending in Washington before the USDA. We have met with and continue to meet with both conservation groups and agricultural groups to try to find some common ground so we can get broad support for that application. We have not succeeded yet in finding that common ground completely, but we are hopeful that that will get resolved and the project will move forward this legislative session. There are a number of other water initiatives in this bill. I'm going to ask Commissioners Merriam and Corrigan to comment on those in just a moment. A few other things that I would highlight just from my standpoint in terms of wildlife and habitat opportunities and management and improvements. The department has requested, and as part of this bill, we're going to agree and promote and embrace their request for $12 million to purchase 9,000 acres of wildlife management area to increase wildlife habitat and recreational opportunities. This is not all for wildlife management areas, but a good portion of it is. And we think that's a significant improvement and is a first installment on what Commissioner Merriam, I think, will describe as a longer-term plan and vision for improving and expanding wildlife management areas and wildlife habitat areas in Minnesota. There are other parts of the bill that we're very proud of as well, but I want to reserve comments on those till the end after the commissioners have a chance to highlight. And Commissioner Miriam, I'll turn to you now to go through the DNR parts, and if you could just highlight and summarize. For some of the reporters, I don't think they have the release, so if you could just go through a little bit of the money and a brief description of the main components, that would be helpful.
Thank you, Governor. Let me just say at the outset that we think that the $67 million that's in the DNR portion of the bill moves great steps forward to address the conservation agenda, focusing on our core mission of land and water conservation while addressing the emerging needs of hunters and anglers and other outdoor users. As the Governor indicated, we've got a large segment of this budget to address our flood mitigation needs, principally in northwestern Minnesota. We have an opportunity because of the work that's been going on in mediating between those concerned about the environment and conservation and those concerned with addressing flood mitigation. As many of you know, there's been active mediation going on for some time in northwestern Minnesota. They're developing proposals, and the funding that's being advanced in the governor's recommendations will allow us to address a number of those proposals, as I say, again, principally in northwestern Minnesota. I'm real excited about the opportunity to advance the agenda of wildlife conservation land acquisition. As we deal with the growing concern about hunter access in much of Minnesota, and we're following on the heels of the work done, completed about a year ago by the Special Task Force on Wildlife Management Area Acquisition, and their clarion call for the state to do more. The $12 million that's provided for wildlife management acquisition will allow us to begin a very accelerated and ambitious schedule of providing more, not just hunter opportunity, but land conservation for many outdoor users. And we also have included the $4 million in RIM for our critical habitat match that will enable us to meet the private contributions that are being made for that purpose as well. As you know, the governor's had a major focus on our forest products industry, and we've included about $6 million in this budget for forestry initiatives that will enable the forest products industry remain competitive and taking a long-range view of the needs of our forest products industry, and also providing for the varied uses of our forest management. There are a number of other areas that deal with parks, safe harbors, and fish hatchery improvements, and SNA, scientific and natural area acquisition and development. But I've addressed in the comments the three, I would say, highlights of the governor's recommendation: reinvest in Minnesota, wildlife management, flood mitigation, and forestry efforts. Thank you.
Thank you, Gene. And then, Commissioner Corrigan, if you would briefly review the Pollution Control Agency initiatives, and in particular the water quality initiatives here, that would be helpful as well. And then we'll finish up with Commissioner Hugesson and then stand for questions. Go ahead, Commissioner Corrigan.
Sure. Good morning. Let me take water first. And I think what's really great about this bonding proposal is the balance that it shows between or recognizing the non-point sources of pollution through the CREP portion, as well as the point source pollution portion of or area of concern that we have. In the WIF infrastructure grants, there's $10 million. Those grants are important because they provide funding for those communities to develop sewage treatment infrastructure And the communities that it's targeted at are ones that have the most dire needs. So these are grants versus loans and so forth. WIF is also pretty critical in that we use it to leverage rural development funds as well as state revolving funds. We're very pleased about that. Likewise, $16 million for EPA drinking water and wastewater cap grants. Same idea there, recognizing that there's important infrastructure around drinking water and wastewater that we need to deal with in Minnesota. On the land side of things, there's some important initiatives under protecting and restoring land. $14 million is coming to us for our closed landfill program. Back in 1994, the legislature recognized that municipal landfills across the state were going to be an issue. And so back then decided that the 112 landfills that were in existence needed to be cleaned up and maintained by our agency. This new funding is going to add 11 more sites onto the list of sites that we've already addressed, leaving only four yet to be addressed. So we're very excited about that. And then finally, under land protection, we have our Office of Environmental Assistance Capital Assistance Program, which provides financial incentives to local government for solid waste management infrastructure. So that rounds out a nice piece of land protection. The solid waste infrastructure projects that would be looked at there are waste to energy facilities, recycling, compost, and et cetera. And that's $4 million additional dollars.
Great. Is that covered, Commissioner?
I think so.
Great. And then Commissioner Hugesson, I know a lot of this is DNR and PCA, but I wanted to have you share a few thoughts about the overall bill as well.
Well, thank you, Governor. Certainly from our standpoint, the CREP proposal is the one that draws the most attention and the most interest. The as you've mentioned already, no need to repeat a lot of that, but the previous CREP program in the Minnesota River Valley certainly targeted the south central and part of southwestern Minnesota, whereas this CREP proposal is targeting more the southeastern and the northwestern portion of the state, with just a small portion being reserved for the southwestern area, actually a different watershed than the Minnesota River, actually one that goes into the Missouri. So while you mentioned that there are still some negotiations going on, we're hopeful that this will all be done in plenty of time so that we can, in fact, commit to this significant project that will be useful for a lot of different things, including some flood mitigation up in the northwestern part of the state, but certainly some conservation and, as Commissioner Corrigan mentioned, addressing some non-point pollution issues as well. So we're hopeful that this is going to be just a very significant part of this bonding proposal as well.
Great. And this is a small dollar item, but I think it's important for the future, Gene, and that is the grant to agricultural water management research project or projects on trying to improve agricultural rural drainage systems, or at least the research surrounding that, to reduce sediment flows into waterways. You maybe just want to comment what the timetable or maybe some of the aspects of that will be.
Well, certainly, you know, and I think farm drainage gets a lot of attention, oftentimes in a negative way. But in some of the studies that preliminary studies that we've seen done actually show how some of this can really enhance what's going on. So part of what we're looking at here is what might we do to demonstrate in a small way how we might invest more in the future in terms of addressing this particular issue. So this will be a cooperative effort that will work with the university in moving in this direction, because certainly drainage is something that's important both for the conservation folks as well as for agriculture.
Great. Well, those are some overview comments and the highlights. And again, if you don't have the release, Dan Walter from our office would be happy to fax it or email it out to you. If you'd like a copy, you could just be in touch with him after the call, and we'll get it out to you promptly. But overall, it's $147.4 million for environment conservation initiatives. Again, that's not including a substantial commitment to the zoo that, you know, at least at some level could be considered partly a conservation commitment as well. As a percent of the overall bonding bill, it reflects a very strong commitment to this area in terms of priorities compared to other areas, and we feel strongly about that and are proud of it. So we think it's a good package, and we'll be happy to take your questions.
Thank you. We will now poll for the Q&A portion of today's call. Should anyone wish to ask a question, you may simply press star 1 on your telephone touchpad. If you're using speakerphone, you may need to lift the handset prior to pressing star 1. To cancel your question, you may press star 2. Once again, it's star 1 to ask a question and star 2 to cancel. One moment while the questions register.